Like to talk about invitations. Invitations. We know important invitations come in the snail mail, like to weddings and wedding anniversaries and important occasions. Sometimes we get invitations by email or text message or a phone call. Sometimes it's a nice invitation like, let's go have breakfast and I'm buying. Everybody likes that invitation. And usually the invitations are for happy occasions, for birthday parties, anniversaries, meals, party for a sports event. Think of the important invitation that you made when you decided to marry or accept the invitation to marriage. Probably the most important invitation anybody ever receives in life. I would suggest if we listen to the gospel, there are three invitations from Jesus. They go out fishing. And you have to like it when Peter, you know, who has denied Jesus, he's with his friends, he sees that the stone has been moved away, he ran to the tomb. It's been a pretty emotional week. And he says, I'm going fishing. And you could imagine him saying, I'm going fishing because I want some time by myself. And they all say, I want to go with you. I could see Peter going, no, I wanted to be by myself. But they're all out there fishing and they catch nothing. And the Lord says to them, have you caught anything? Children, have you caught anything? He's engaging them in relationship. Wants to know how they're doing. And they said, no. He says, cast over to the right side of the boat. Which means all the other times they were on the wrong side of the boat. And they catch so many fish that they're moved. They're so moved that Peter jumps in the water when they recognize that it's the Lord and comes swimming to Jesus. And then once they're on the shore, he says to them, come have breakfast. Come eat. An invitation to a meal. And don't we all like invitations to a meal? Jesus is showing concern in these encounters. He knows they're lost, they're hurting, they're frustrated, they're afraid, and he comforts them. Comforts them with a meal of fish and bread. And then he calls Peter to relationship. And we're familiar with those three questions. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know everything. You know I'm sorry for my mistakes. You know that I love you. And three times Jesus calls Peter to relationship and gives him responsibility to tend the lambs, to teach the young ones, to protect the sheep, to guide the sheep into community, into relationship, into following and coming to know Jesus. Let's remember, every weekend, we have an invitation from God through Jesus to have a relationship of love. We are invited to come and listen and learn. We are invited to come and be fed and nourished. We are invited to come and be filled with the love of God. The invitation is to a sacred breakfast, to a meal of relationship, to be reminded of our responsibility to protect and to lead and to guide those we love to know Jesus, to invest ourselves in a relationship with Jesus. The challenge, the opportunity before us, is to consider how well do we respond. How well do we respond to this weekly invitation to dine with Jesus at this table? Do we jump in and run like Peter did when he saw that Jesus was on the shore? Do we lower the nets and do the work of our faith like Jesus, living, teaching, modeling, serving? Do we respond with the words of love like Peter? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then follow those words when we say we love you, Lord, with acts of faith and goodness and kindness. So today, let us remind ourselves how important it is to say yes to the invitation. Let us enjoy this sacred meal, and let us embrace a life of love in Jesus Christ. Amen.